Hello and welcome to the Monday, March 4th, 2013 edition of the Sands and its Storms and its Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Baltimore, Maryland. Just as a reminder, Java is still vulnerable. Even if you do have the latest version, researchers have found some vulnerabilities that would allow a full sandbox escape and code execution. And cloud-based note-taking application Evernote was breached, and password hashes as well as email addresses were leaked. None of the notes, as far as I can tell, based on the release by Evernote. Now, Evernote was pretty proactive here. They did disable all accounts, so if you did have an Evernote account, then you will have to reset your password. Of course, that still leaves the door open for spam and exploits trying to claim, for example, to be password reset tools or links to the password reset site. We haven't really seen that so far, but be somewhat ready for it. And then, of course, if you're still sharing passwords between sites, be careful with all sites that use the same password as your Evernote account. You may want to change the passwords on those sites as well. And our DShield sensors did detect an uptick in MS SQL scans. These are scans against the MS SQL port 1433, not the SQL Slammer port. If you do see anything, let us know. Typically, these are brute force attempts, trying to brute force the password to MS SQL and then execute commands on the SQL database, kind of bypassing SQL injection or other techniques usually used to rate databases. And after Adobe released an update for Flash for OS X last week, Apple is being proactive again in blocking the old version of the plugin using its XProtect engine, the antivirus engine that's a part of Mountain Lion. As of Friday, old versions of Flash are marked as disabled and can no longer be used. So you're kind of forced to update. I think actually that Apple started doing that with its own developers being exploited. At least the timeline kind of matches. So I guess that learning a lesson that these plugins are indeed dangerous, and XProtect turned out to be a pretty easy switch to turn off old plugins. Java 7 update 15, the most recent version of Java that is vulnerable, of course, still works. That exploit has not been publicly released, so far Apple still lets you use this version of Java. And as part of our IPv6 focus month, I'm going to publish a brief diary later talking about the different ways to assign IP addresses in IPv6. That's really causing a big headache for a lot of organizations. In IPv4, we are all used to and love more or less DHCP. DHCP does give us some kind of audit log that we can use to see who had what address at what point. Now, in IPv6, that's still possible. We can still use DHCP, but it is rather preferred that you actually have hosts figure out their addresses automatically using router advertisements. And even in one scheme, privacy-enhanced temporary addresses, the last 64 bits that identify the host on your network can change daily. That really is not what you're looking for if you're trying to maintain audit trails. First of all, you have to understand that in IPv4, it is possible for anybody to pick an address, assign it themselves statically, and just use it as long as it's valid on your local network. So it's really not all that different. You do need some controls in IPv4, like in IPv6, to detect these rogue hosts. Just in IPv6, you have to play this game a little bit different. in IPv4, we usually look for ARP announcements and such to discover these rogue hosts. Well, in IPv6, we no longer have ARP, but we have a protocol that's very similar, neighbor discovery, and you just now have to look for neighbor discovery messages in order to find those rogue hosts, just like you would have done in IPv4 with ARP. So it's really not that different in the end. You just have to implement it different. And of course, sadly, right now, there aren't really a lot of tools to actually implement these kind of checks. That's something that really needs to grow somewhat. There are tools, however, and I mentioned in the diary, the THC toolkit that will implement some of the attacks that allow you to spoof IPv6 addresses, blame man-in-the-middle attacks using spoofed neighbor discovery messages. So that really all still works just like in IPv4. Well, that's it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.